Opening up our Jazz Northwest today from KNKX, that was the Trumpet Summit, Ray Vega and Thomas Marriott getting together there on trumpets in Charlie Parker's tune Quasimodo. Ray Vega played the Harmon mute, Thomas Marriott on the cup mute with George Colligan on organ and drummer Matt Jorgensen. Quasimodo by Charlie Parker, based on Embraceable You. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. The Erzsébet Jazz Festival is in progress and continues through November 12th. We'll have some more to say about that and some samples coming up in a little while. Recently, I've been digging through the archives. Some interest is being expressed in issuing some of my earlier recordings going back to the 60s. I recently came across a couple of tapes I thought it'd be interesting to share on today's program. Centennials have been celebrated this year for Ella Fitzgerald and for Thelonious Monk. Surprisingly, little has been said about Dizzy Gillespie's centennial, also this year, and the centennial of Buddy Rich. Dizzy Gillespie was born on October 21st, 100 years ago. Buddy Rich was born on September 30th, 100 years ago. So I thought today we'd play a couple of recordings by these two great artists in Seattle almost 50 years ago. First of all, we're going to be listening to the Buddy Rich Big Band from a live broadcast I produced in September 1968. It was at a place called DJ's, which was located in the 2200 block on 4th Avenue in Belltown of Seattle. The place was a large, rather cavernous place, lots of space for a big band to stretch out. And I remember walking in and hearing this band playing. Buddy was just concluding the first set, and he was talking about the band. He was introducing the sections, and he says, "And how about that great trumpet section, led by the great Al Porcino?" And right away, I knew we were in for some great music. Most of the great trumpet sections I've known over the years had Al Porcino as lead trumpet. At any rate, Buddy Rich, not treading on nostalgia at this time, he was doing a lot of current hits, pieces with a lot of soul flavor, and this is one of them. I think you'll recognize this. This is Buddy Rich from a live broadcast in 1968 from DJ's on 4th Avenue in Seattle. Thank you.
listening to a live and direct broadcast from DJs on 4th Avenue in Seattle with Buddy Rich and the orchestra. Music by the Buddy Rich Band, live from DJs.
Mercy, 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 the Buddy Rich Big Band from DJs in Seattle, located at 2212 4th Avenue in Seattle. That was August of 1968. I produced that broadcast for another radio station at that time. I'm still digging through some of the old tapes from those years. We have some more coming up here with Dizzy Gillespie in just a moment. But I wanted to play this Buddy Rich version of Mercy, 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 which he also recorded live at Caesar's Palace for an album which was issued. This version a little different. I'm sorry I don't have the name of the soloist, Buddy Rich, celebrating his centennial this year. Born in Brooklyn, September 30th, 1917, and died three decades ago at the age of 69. An exciting drummer, controversial at times. There's a nice article in the current issue of Jazz Times devoted to drummers with Antonio Sanchez on the cover, and an extensive article by Andrew Gilbert, sort of a re-examination of Buddy Rich's sometimes contentious legacy. Fortunately, it does not dwell on the band bus tapes, infamous Buddy Rich commentary on his band's performance. 88.5 KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest and live music around the region. We mentioned Dizzy Gillespie's centennial also. Dizzy Gillespie was born 100 years ago, October 21st, and not a great deal made of Dizzy Gillespie's contributions to jazz during his centennial, nor that of Buddy Rich, but both of them great inspirations for a great deal of music. Dizzy was a great teacher as well. Numerous musicians have commented about how they learned about the new music and the new harmony of and the new rhythms of bebop directly from Dizzy, who was a teacher to many. Here is Dizzy from an appearance in Seattle. He played frequently at a club called The Penthouse, which was located at First and Cherry in Seattle. And the radio station I was working for at that time, which was King FM, had a broadcast line directly into that club. So every Thursday night, we could go down there with our remote amplifier and mixer, hook up to that phone line, and send a live and direct broadcast back to the station. And people actually driving around in cars sometimes would pick up the broadcast and come on down to the club for the second set. At any rate, here is Diz and his group in March of 1966 with James Moody on flute and saxes, a young Kenny Barron at the piano. The first time I heard this musician was in this band with Dizzy. Frank Safrano is the bass player, and Otis Candy Finch is on drums. Candy Finch actually took up residence in Seattle for a time after this. At any rate, here's Diz and giving one of his inimitable introductions to this piece of music from a live and direct broadcast from The Penthouse in Seattle.
Our next tune now, we'd like to play one of the new sambas of Brazil called the Bossa Nova, a composition by a young Brazilian composer who's credited with being the creator of the Bossa Nova. His name is Antonio Carlos Jobim. The title of the tune is Samba de Amanoteso.
I don't know it.
You better learn it before I stomp it off. Samba de Amanoteso. One note samba. Thank you.
celebrating the Dizzy Gillespie Centennial with that recording of a broadcast, which took place in 1966, March 17th, 1966. Dizzy Gillespie at the Penthouse in Seattle. Dizzy on trumpet, James Moody on flute, Kenny Barron at the piano, Frank Sifano on bass, and Otis Candy Finch on drums, from the series Jazz at the Penthouse from the 60s. I'm Jim Wilkie. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, celebrating centennials and also the Earshot Jazz Festival. More about that coming up in just a moment. KNKX connects you to Jazz Northwest and live music around the region. Max Holmberg and the 200 Trio are playing at the Angry Beaver on Greenwood tonight. Jim Cutler, Jazz Orchestra at Tula's. This afternoon, Mary Lou Williams, The Lady Who Swings the Band, a film, will be shown at the Northwest Film Forum at 4 o'clock this afternoon, part of the Earshot Jazz Festival. David Marriott's Triskaidekka Band will be playing on Halloween at Tula's. Joe Doria's group will be playing at Sea Monster, and the Owl and Thistle Jam every Tuesday night at the Owl and Thistle. Gregory Porter will be singing at the Moor, part of the Earshot Festival. Eric Verlendi Trio will be at Tula's, both on Wednesday night. Thursday, Karen Allison opens at Jazz Alley. She'll be there through Sunday. Jovino on piano and Martin Kuskman on bassoon will be playing a concert at the Chapel Performance Space on Thursday night. Friday and Saturday nights, Mark Seal's band will be at Tula's, and Edward Simon, Scott Colley, and Brian Blade, an all-star trio, will be playing at the Poncho Concert Hall at Cornish College on Friday night. Jacqueline Tabor sings at North City Bistro, and Karam Candy Band plays at Egan's on Friday night. The Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra concerts next weekend are already sold out. Wycliffe Gordon will be featured on trombone in performances at Nordstrom Recital Hall on Saturday night and Kirkland Performance Center on Sunday afternoon. We're planning on recording the Sunday afternoon concert, so if you miss it, you'll get a chance to hear it on the radio a little later. And also with the Earshot Festival, Amina Figueroa's Wonderful Sextet will be playing at the Poncho Concert Hall at Cornish on Saturday night. Looking forward to that. I'm planning on taking that one in, too. For more information and other good places to go for live jazz, be sure to see the KNKX calendar as well as the earshot.org calendar. Some music by Edward Simon, leading a trio at the Jazz Standard. Edward Simon is appearing with Scott Colley and Brian Blade Friday night at Poncho Concert Hall at Cornish. Here he is at the Jazz Standard in New York City, with Edward Simon at the piano, joined by John Patitucci on bass, and Brian Blade, the same drummer who'll be with him here in Seattle. This is Edward Simon's composition titled Pear. Thank you.
stars. Let eternal darkness hide me. If I can't have you beside me, put out their fires. Their endless splendor only reminds me of your tenderness. Stop the ocean's roar. Don't let the rivers run. Let me hear no more the wondrous music of a skylark in the sun. Let it be done. Turn out the stars, turn out the stars, shut off their light. Stop every comet in its magic lonely flight. Let there be night. Turn out the stars. The stars, turn out the stars, shut off their light. Stop every comet in its magic lonely flight. Let there be night. Turn out the stars.
Karen Allison singing from the piano from her recording Round Midnight. Beautiful song written by Bill Evans with lyrics by Gene Lees that aren't done all that often. Turn Out the Stars, Karen Allison singing with Bob Shepard's beautiful feathery tenor saxophone in there playing the obbligato. Karen Allison opens and plays at Jazz Alley Thursday through Sunday this coming week. Edward Simon, the pianist, heard before that with John Patitucci on bass and Brian Blade at the drums, and a piece titled Pear. I believe that is P-E-R-E, as in father, Edward Simon's composition. Edward Simon and a group billed as Steelhouse with Brian Blade and Scott Colley on bass will be performing on Friday night at the Poncho Concert Hall at Cornish College of the Arts in Seattle. You're listening to Jazz Northwest. KNKX connects you to jazz, blues, and NPR news. Coming up is a beautiful tune from the Amina Figueroa Sextet, which plays next Saturday night, part of the Earshot Festival at the Cornish College of the Arts. Here's one from Gregory Porter, who's performing this coming Wednesday evening at the Moore Theater. This comes from Gregory Porter's album, Be Good. It's tuned by Nat Adderley, with words by Oscar Brown Jr.
Rigging up big rocks on a chain gang. Rigging rocks and serving my time. Rigging rocks out here on a chain gang. Cause I've been convicted of crime. Hold it steady right there and let me hit it well. Well, I reckon that ought to get it, yeah. I've been working. Oh, well, and I still got so terribly long to go on. Breaking humming rocks on a chain gang. Breaking rocks and serving my time. Breaking rocks out here on a chain gang. Cause I've been convicted of crime. Hold it steady right there, let me hit it. Well, I reckon that I ought to get it. I've been working, and I still got some time long to go. Been convicted of crime, what I've needed. The crime of being hungry and poor. Left the grocery store man bleeding. When it caught me robbing a store. Hold it steady right there, let me hit it. Well, I reckon that ought to get it. I've been working, and I still got some terribly long to go. Heard the judge say 5 years hard labor on a chain gang, you've got to go. Heard that dirty judge say 5 years hard labor. Heard my woman scream, Lordy, no. Hold it steady right there and let me hit it. Well, I reckon that ought to get it. I've been working, still got so damn long to go.
Mm-hmm.
off and run. Wanna go lay down somewhere shady, cause it sure gets hot here in the sun. Hold it steady right there and let me hit it. Well, I reckon that oughta get it. I've been working, still got some time that I'm gonna go. Breaking up big rocks on a chain gang. Breaking rocks and serving my time. Breaking rocks out here on a chain gang. Cause I've been convicted of crime. Hold it steady right there, let me hit it. Well, I reckon that ought to get it. I've been working, still got some time that I'm gonna go. I've been working, I've been slaving, still got some time that I'm gonna go. I've been working, I've been slaving.
Yamina Figueroa Sextet, beautiful piece titled Isabel, composition and arrangement by Yamina Figueroa, who was heard at the piano, Bart Plateau, the flutist, and Mark Momas on soprano sax from the CD 12. Yamina Figueroa Sextet plays next Saturday night at the Poncho Concert Hall at Cornish College, part of the Earshot Festival. Before that, we were listening to Gregory Porter, who will be singing on Wednesday this week at the Moore Theater. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thank you so much for listening today to Jazz Northwest. We'll be back again next weekend at this same time. Meanwhile, you can hear a podcast of the program if you didn't hear all of it today or want to hear it again. Go to jazznw.org. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News 88.5 FM.